Titus chapter 2. But as for you, speak what is appropriate for sound doctrine. Encourage older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, love, and patient endurance. Likewise, encourage older women to be reverent in their behavior, not slanderers, not enslaved to much wine, but teachers of what is good, so that they may train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, busy at home, kind, and submitting to their own husbands, that the word of God might not be slandered. Likewise, encourage younger men to be self-controlled. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good works. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that the one who opposes us will be put to shame, because he has nothing bad to say about us. Encourage slaves to submit to their masters in everything, to be pleasing to them, not to be argumentative with them, not to steal from them, but to demonstrate their complete trustworthiness, so that they may show the teaching of God our Savior to be attractive in every way. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, that is, the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us, to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people who are his own chosen people, eager to do good works. Keep telling people these things. Continue to encourage and rebuke with full authority. Let no one ignore you.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.